I'll not be misunderstood. It's not a question of disciplining the witness on the stand, Your Honor. It's a question of violating the rules of etiquette insofar as official matters learned in official competence by an official, Your Honor.
Yes, but
and these are matters
we are gathering the evidence here. Anyway, at the proper time when the turn of the defense will present its evidence, you can controvert everything that the Secretary of Justice is stating here.
Maybe
these are open to question.
Maybe we will not go that far, Your Honor, because we do not subscribe to the pertinency, materiality, and relevancy of the statement being adduced through the testimony of the Honorable Secretary in connection with the impeachment complaint. Not that I'm discrediting her, but if the purpose is to support the complaint, Your Honor, it is our humble submission that it is entirely irrelevant, impertinent, and immaterial.
Well,
true,
we will allow the Secretary to continue with her statement. Anyway,
these are matters learned in official competence, Your Honor. I was once there for almost...
No. Your Honor, thank you.
Well, so ordered, anyway.
Thank you, Your Honor. Before I cite the second example, may I just respond briefly?
Yes.
What I'm saying now is what I read from the dissenting opinions and other resolutions. So this is not a disclosure of something that is confidential, because these matters have been succinctly or explicitly revealed or disclosed by Justice Sereno in her dissenting opinion. And according to her, again in the dissenting opinion, no one from among the other members of the Supreme Court had come out to dispute the accuracy or the correctness of her revelations with respect to those processes, the goings on, the voting. It's all a matter of record, Your Honors. I'm just probably paraphrasing.
Are those statements that you made found in the dissenting opinion of Justice Sereno that had been presented by the gentleman from the prosecution?
Yes, Your Honor.
As a part of your examination by him.
Yes, Your Honor.
All right.
It's part of her dissenting opinion dated December 13. The second example, Your Honor, is... Hindi po, pinapatuloy po. I'm sorry.
No, I said proceed. Please let
the
Secretary of Justice...
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Madam Secretary, go ahead.
Yes, Your Honor. The second example, again, as disclosed by Justice Sereno in her dissenting opinion, and even by Justice Carpio. But maybe for the sake of accuracy, can I ask for a copy of those dissenting opinions?
With the permission of the court, may we show the witness exhibit
We have already
V1.
We have already gone on record, Your Honor, as admitting all these documents, the main opinion together with the dissenting opinion.
Since you have admitted the accuracy of these documents, whether you admit the accuracy is something else. The chair does not see any harm if the Secretary of Justice will read a portion of the document as a part of her testimony. So let her do so.
You may proceed, I think. The witness, Mr. President, is going over the document previously marked, which she requested that she be allowed to read or review.
Yes, Your Honor, I'm reviewing both the dissenting opinions of Justice Sereno and Justice Carpio.
Thank you.
Exhibit B1, Vidas 1. Namarka na ba natin yung Vidas 1? As
I'll suspend that for 1 minute while the secretary is looking for the.
Thank you.
Mr. Floor Leader. Tinutuloy lang ba natin?
Ay una. Under the internal rules ng Senate ng Supreme Court, ang Chief Justice, ang alam nyo, ang kanilang style dyan.
Doon po sa una kong sinabi na nagbigay ng instruction si Chief Justice Corona through Justice Velasco na wag daw hong i-promulgate yung October, the December 2 dissenting opinion of Justice Sereno. It's found on page 8 of
Justice
the dissenting opinion of Justice Sereno. At may nakalagay nga ho dito, may I read this portion. This is according to Justice Sereno. On the following Monday, or on 5 December 2011, two members of my staff had a serious talk with Attorney Vidal, referring to the clerk of court, Your Honor. She admitted that she could not tell my staff the real reason for the non-promulgation of my opinion, that actually Justice Velasco gave her the instruction, as confirmed by the Chief Justice, that my opinion should not be promulgated. Isa lang po yan na portion about that. Yung pangalawa pong example, at dito po yan uli sa dissenting opinion ni Justice Sereno, specifically page 17 sa may matrix po. It says, the clerk of court informs Justice Carpio that C.J. Corona sent in his own handwritten corrections on the typewritten draft resolution from Justice Velasco with the instruction that the Chief Justice version is to be immediately promulgated. C.J. Corona's version is to the effect that petitioners have complied with the conditions for the issuance of the TRO and that it is in full force and effect. Meron daw hong ganong pinarating sa clerk of court. At sinasabi po sa dissenting opinions of both Justice Sereno and Justice Carpio na hindi nga ho yun yung unang pinag-usapan noong November 18. Noong November 18, according also to the dissenting opinion of Justice Sereno, dated also November 18, yung resulta daw po ng botohan 7-6 is that they need not say or clarify na na suspended yung efficacy ng TRO dahil nga hindi pa nakapag-comply with condition number one, because it's clear, it's common sense. Pero nung clarify na po in the November 22 resolution, parang iba na yung naging laman. So that is why Justice Carpio was constrained to write to the Chief Justice and ask na i-hold in abeyance muna yung yung November 22 clarificatory resolution, because instead of clarifying what in fact transpired during the November 18 deliberations, ay nagpalala pa daw ho, lalong napasama pa, dahil hindi naman daw yun talaga ang tunay na intention. And it would appear from the narration of Justice Sereno na si Chief Justice po ang nagpasingit nung version na iyon. There are several portions po, hindi ko kasi maaano lahat, but if you read very thoroughly this dissenting opinion, makikita ho natin yung buong istorya.
Anyway, Madam Secretary, for the information of the Chair, I would like to ask you this question. Were you present in the arguments done in the Supreme Court